to Football Extra. Half-time, if you've just switched on, you've missed a pretty entertaining first half in this semi-final, but also a little bit of a shock as well. All belong to Germany, pretty much. 64% possession. Look at the attempts. Double the number of attempts, Sunil Chetri. How on earth is that 1-0 to France?
I was about to start by saying Schweinsteiger has been brilliant. Yeah. Him there has allowed both Kimmich and Hector to bomb in. And all the position and all the good work that Germany has done has been because of Schweinsteiger.
And it's been German domination.
And because of him. You see how he sits back and then allows Havidis and Boateng to open up. And Kimmich is right there, which pushes Payet back because he has to defend, which pushes Sissoko back because he has to defend Hector. Mm. And they can't play the way they are playing free-flowing game against Iceland.
Right.
And then at the end, he does that. They're doing zonal marking. I'm not a big fan of zonal marking. Mm. You know, where you don't mark your men and you allow them the run.
Yeah.
And you're always not sure whether they're going to reach the ball. But then they do it. So he knew he's not going to reach the ball. And everyone's going to get a clear header. So he makes himself big and goes with his arms.
Yeah.
And nowadays, referees are very, very strict. That they beforehand, they tell you, if you go with your arm and touches it, it's a penalty. The tactics was bang on. Put Payet on the back foot. Put Sissoko on the back foot. Everyone goes back. They're playing in their own half for most of the time, most of the period. Mm-hmm. And Schweinsteiger had been so good. And I was thinking, you know what? They think he's not fast anymore. Yeah. He was so good with those one touches and understanding when to defend. When he broke twice the counter. Because he's smart, not because he's fast.
Yeah.
And at the end, he does that.
Because everything belonged to Germany in that first half, except for the penalty decisions.